Eversharp presents Take It or Leave It, starring Gary Moore. Time to sharpen your wits with Eversharp. Yes, Take It or Leave It, presented by Eversharp, manufacturers of famous Eversharp precision writing instruments and Eversharp chick injector razors and blades. Take It or Leave It, the most exciting game you ever played. The game that doubles in interest with every question asked. The game with the giant jackpot race. Well, friends, when you take your first look at the star of our show tonight, you'll know right away that it's April. The devil grass on the top of his head is beginning to turn green. And here he is, Gary Moore.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much, Ken Niles, for nothing, incidentally. And, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. A very happy April the 4th to you all.
Say, this is really a month, isn't it? April is the month for courtship.
Yeah, I know that, Ken. All this month, they've been trying to ship John L. Lewis to court. But I know what this... That's a political-type joke fraught with no significance. Ignore it. But I know what you mean, Ken. This is the time of year for romance. Why, as I went walking through the woods this morning, I heard two voices saying... I love you. Ouch. I love you. Ouch. I love you. Ouch. What was that? Two porcupines necking.
Oh, yes, it's spring, all right.
And not only that, Gary, it's leap year, too. Do you realize that all over the country, girls are proposing marriage to boys?
Yes, and with the new draft situation, do you know a lot of the boys are accepting? But be it spring or high water, we must forge ahead with a large game of take it or leave it.
Well, I agree. This week, our second guesser's microphone is set up at the bedside of former Staff Sergeant George Engel at the Birmingham Veterans Administration Hospital in Van Nuys, California.
That's great. We'll give him a call when the time comes. Meanwhile, let's extend a welcoming hand to our first contestant, who tonight is Mrs. Rosalind Klaus of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Hello,
Klaus.
Hello.
How are you?
Thank you.
It's awfully nice of you to come all the way from Philadelphia just to help us sell pencils. You know that, don't you?
Well, it's nice to be here.
You know, I heard listening to Fred Allen tonight on the way down to work. Listened to him every Sunday. Bless him, he's so wonderful. He had a wonderful, wonderful remark. Somebody, what was the, if I can remember the gag. Well, they said that pretty soon there will be no, the animals will completely overcome the human beings and there will be no people left. And somebody says, well, what will the world be like with no people? He said, it'll be like Philadelphia on a Sunday.
A nice thing to say.
You agree with that, Mrs. Klaus?
No, I don't.
Tell us. If Fred Owl is listening in, take that.
Yeah.
I guess that fixes him. Well, how do you feel about playing Take It or Leave It tonight, Mrs. Klaus?
Well, I think it should be fun.
Good. You don't have to, you know. We can go backstage and shoot crap or something.
Oh.
Let's try it, shall we?
Sure.
All right, what category do you want to talk about?
18.
Number 18, the last one in the book, huh? All right, this is called Women's Colleges, Name the State. In what state is each of the women's colleges? Did you go to college, Mrs. Klaus?
No, I didn't.
You didn't? You know something about them?
Well, I think so.
Well, there's one of them in here I know you're going to know. All right, for $1, where is Smith?
That's in Massachusetts.
Is right. For $1, you have it, absolutely. Well, I have an idea that we're $64 poorer already.
Well, I hope so.
All right, you got one. Shall we go for two?
Uh-huh.
All right, for $2, Wellesley. Where is Wellesley?
Wellesley is in Massachusetts.
That's
Kansas.
Right, forever shop with $2. Oh, good. Do you want to go for four? Please say yes.
Mm-hmm.
All right. This one you've got to know. Where is Bryn Mawr?
Philadelphia, outside of Philadelphia.
That's right. The state is Pennsylvania for $4. All right, you got four. Do you want to go for eight? From here on in, I'm guaranteeing nothing. You're on your own.
Oh, all right.
All right. Skidmore. Where is Skidmore?
Skidmore, I think it's in...
Well, give me a hint what's on your mind. What does the state start with?
I think an N.
Say, you're right, you know. What do you think it is?
I think it's in New York.
It is for $8.
Yeah.
You are. All right, you got eight. You want to go for 16?
Yeah.
For $16, where is Bennington? Bennington College for Women.
It's in the South, I think.
Oh.
Bennington, yes.
Bennington.
You would be awfully wrong in that direction. I'll tell you that, Mrs. Cloud.
Well, it's either Massachusetts or New Hampshire.
I don't know.
I'm warm?
Well, in this... Yes, you're warm. Only it's colder up there. I mean, it's, One more guess, Mrs. Klaus. You've had four so far as I count back. Bennington?
Massachusetts.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's not the answer, Mrs. Klaus. Thanks so much. We'll stick around for the jackpot. I'm sorry you had to fall down, but it gives our second guesser his first chance to stand up and be counted. Tonight, friends, our second guesser's microphone is installed at the bedside of former Staff Sergeant George Engel at the Birmingham Veterans Administration Hospital in Van Nuys, California. Every time one of our regular contestants fails to answer a question correctly, George Engel will not only get a chance to answer that question, but to go on and complete the category, thus copying himself the top prize. He will stay at his microphone throughout the show, and every time a regular contestant fails, he gets another crack at the purse string. So let's send a warm greeting way across the San Fernando Valley to Ward D1 South at Birmingham Veterans Administration Hospital and George Engel. Hello, George. Can you hear me?
Yeah, fine.
Yeah, there's a man who knows his own mind. Tell us something about yourself, George. How old are you?
I'm 25, yeah.
You're 25?
Yeah.
Where's your hometown?
Small town, Tabor, Iowa.
What again?
Tabor, Iowa.
Tabor, Iowa?
Yeah.
Do they know that you're going to be on the show tonight out there in Tabor?
Yeah, they know.
Oh, isn't that wonderful? Suppose they're listening in, huh?
I imagine they're all gathered around the radio.
Are you married, George?
Yes.
Where's your wife tonight?
In London, England.
Now, I don't follow this. Now, who's she trying to get away from? You or your in-laws in Tabor? What is your wife doing in London?
She went over there to see her folks.
She's an English girl?
That's right.
Where did you meet her?
In London.
Well, I mean, where? During the last war?
Yes.
Oh, that's wonderful, George. When's she coming back?
Soon, I suppose.
Well, say, listen, I'll tell you what, Hattie, will you take a note? Let's make a record of this show for George Engel so that he can save it. When his wife comes back, she can hear it, okay? Okay, George, I'll tell you what also. It looks like you got stuck with a kind of tough category here. We'll carry on with it. Mrs. Klaus went down on the $16 question, which is, where is Bennington College? Have you any idea of the answer?
Oh, I'm not. I don't go to women's colleges.
All I can say is, you foolish boy, you. Listen, there's a lot of good places where a girl can get educated nowadays. It's Smith and Wellesley, the balcony of her local movie theater. Have you got any ideas on the answer?
I think it's in Vermont.
You couldn't be right for $16. All right, George, you want to go for 32?
Women's College. Yeah, go ahead.
This guy is dying out there. I don't blame him. This is a horrible category for a guy to get. Vassar. Where is Vassar? I'll give you this hint. The answer has already been given tonight. I mean by that it's the same answer that was given for one of the other questions.
Must be in,
Do me a favor. Don't say Massachusetts. That's the
No,
tip.
I won't.
Dear.
Ohio?
Yes, that's... You got any ideas?
No, I haven't.
Oh, dear. Take a guess. I'll tell you what. Take a guess and say New York. What's your answer?
New York.
That's right! Listen, I shouldn't give this much help, but any guy who gets stuck with this thing deserves it. Women's College. If you want to go for 64, I'll tell you this. I can't give you any help on this last one. You can take your 32 and sit down. Oh, you're lying down, aren't you? Stay there. Or you can go for the 64. What do you want to do?
Let's try it. I mean, I haven't lost anything so far.
Well, you could lose 32, you know. It's as good as in the bank. All right, you want to go for 64?
Yeah, go ahead.
Where is Goucher College?
Goucher.
Did I hear you say you take the 32?
Yes, I...
All right, you have $32. That kills my local pride. Goucher is in Maryland, my home state. Goodness, I run around with Goucher girls as a kid. Well, where am I? I'm up to our next contestant, Mr. Edward Kelly of Chicago, Illinois. Hello, Mr. Kelly. How are you?
Pretty good, Mr. Moore.
You are not the Ed Kelly from Chicago.
No, sir. No, really.
I thought I was going to have to vote for you before you got out of here. You married, sir?
Yes, sir.
Is your wife here with you tonight?
Yes, she's down there in the audience.
Isn't it awful how after you marry him, they just follow you around all the time?
You can't get away out here anyway.
Mr. Kelly, what category do you want to talk about?
Number 10.
Number 10. All right, let's see how you come along on that. This is called Presidents, Which Came First. Each of these questions consists of the names of two presidents. You are to tell me which came first, and I must warn you that I can only give you one answer on these questions for obvious reasons, because if this is one, it's got to be this other, okay? For $1, which came first? Harding or Coolidge?
Harding.
Is right, Harding. $1. Harding in 1921, Coolidge followed him in 23. You have $1. Do you want to go for $2, Mr. Kelly?
Yes, sir.
All right, for $2. Which came first, Johnson or Jackson?
I think I knew that. Jackson.
Jackson is right with every shot for $2. Yes. Johnson was in the White House in 1865, and Jackson was in the White House way back in 1829. BNB. That's before the new balcony.
Monroe,
you what?
He
followed Monroe?
I think so.
Well, let's take the next question, shall we? I knew someday they were going to embarrass me by asking me something that wasn't on the paper. Without this, I'm dead, Mr. Kelly.
I'm only by two questions, Mr. Moore.
The only difference between me and a moron is that I've got a paper in my hand. All right, you got $2. You want to go for four?
Yes, sir.
All right, which came first, Jefferson or Madison? Jefferson.
I'm going to take a chance on Jefferson.
You would be right with every shot for $4. Yes. You want to go for eight, Mr. Kelly?
Yes, sir.
All right, for $8, Cleveland or Taft?
Cleveland.
Cleveland is right with every shot for $8. You know your subject, all right. All right, don't you want to go for 16?
Please.
For $16, which came first, Arthur or Fillmore? Take your time now. No hurry. Arthur or Fillmore?
I wouldn't be trusted with it.
What'd you say?
I said I wouldn't be trusted with it.
Is that your answer? I don't know.
I'm going to take a chance, but yeah.
The answer is Fillmore. I'm awful sorry, sir, and thank you very much. That means another crack at it for our second guesser, George Engel, who's sitting by his bedside microphone out of Birmingham Veterans Hospital. So far, George, you've won $32. Let's see how Lady Luck treats you this time. Obviously, the answer to that one was Fillmore, so I'm going to have to give you an alternate question for $16, okay?
Okay.
All right, who came first, Pierce or Van Buren?
Let's try Van Buren.
You will be right with every shot for $16. You want to go for 32, George?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, for 32, who came first, Tyler or Polk? I said, who came first, Tyler or Polk? I said, who came first?
I heard you.
What's your answer?
I'm thinking.
Listen very carefully. Who came first? Or Polk?
Tyler. Tyler, Gary.
Tyler! No coaching from the audience. All right, you got $32. Do you want to go for 64?
I got 64 now.
You have, but at 32, you
move down to the last category. Do you want to try to up that?
Yeah, let's go.
All right, which came first, John Adams or John Quincy Adams? What?
John Adams.
What did he say? What did he say? John is right for $64. Oh, good for you, George. Friends, I'll be back in a moment with another contestant, but first, here's important writing news for everyone.
Imagine a pen as small as this. Imagine it's not much longer than my cigarette.
Imagine it's hardly any longer than my lipstick.
Yet it opens to a full-size pen that writes on and on and on with full ink supply. That's the sensational Kimberly Pocket, newest member of the Eversharp pen family. When closed, you can drop it safely into any pocket, shirt, vest, coat, trousers. Yet it opens to a full-size pen that writes on and on and on without refilling. Its velvet smooth point rolls ink on dry. I carry my Kimberly Pocket everywhere, on business, vacation, even when golfing.
My Kimberly's adorable. It's the first and only pen small enough, smart enough, and safe enough for my handbag. And you can have your choice of high-fashion colors that actually make it a costume accessory. In colors as exotic as sea green, daffodil yellow, lacquer red, royal blue, English violet, and petal pink.
For you men, Eversharp's Kimberly Pocket is available in handsome solid colors, too. Black, white, blue, green, maroon. With chrome band, it's only $4.95. With 14-carat gold-filled band, only $7.50. Federal tax included. See it. Write with it. Buy your new Kimberly Pocket pens tomorrow.
Thanks very much, Ken Isles and company. And now, ladies and gentlemen, Mrs. Jerry Moore again with another section of Take It or Leave It. Our next contestant is Miss Mamie DeJordan. DeJordan, is that her? DeJordan.
DeJordan.
Of Los Angeles. I'm afraid I still haven't got that pronunciation correct.
DeJordan.
DeJordan.
Yes.
Awfully nice to see you, Mr. DeJordan. Is it Miss or Mrs.?
Yes.
It's Mrs. DeJordan. Is Mr. DeJordan here with you?
No. I've been a widow for 20 years.
Oh, really? I'm sorry to hear that. Well, see, I'll tell you what, though. Now, usually, when we have married ladies up here, we have their husbands come up and stand by them to make them feel more comfortable. Do you feel more comfortable with a big, strong man?
No.
You wouldn't?
All right alone.
Really? Well, I'll tell you. There's a fellow who's been hanging around in the wings for a couple of weeks here. Looks very lonesome. You young man with the red hair, come out and stand by this lady. You boy. Young man with the red hair.
Oh,
you
yeah.
Mind coming out? Pardon me, what is your name, young man?
My, the eyes of Texas is on you, isn't it?
This, ladies and gentlemen, in case you haven't gathered by his voice, is Red Skelton. Oh, I know that you know. I was explaining to our listening audience. Red, what you doing, rehearsing your show across the hall?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
For next Tuesday?
Yeah, for Tuesday night.
How's it look?
Well,
I know how that is,
too. We have a preview, see, then we pick out all the good jokes, we just... You know, sort of throw them to one side. And then the whole show stinks, but, you know.
It never does when I'm...
It ain't good, but it's clean.
Red, do you want to help Mrs. DeJardine get through this category?
Sure.
All right. Mr. DeJardine, what category do you want to talk about?
I'll take nine.
Category number nine. All right, let's see what happens with it. Red, stand by.
Yeah.
Oh, fine. You ready, Red?
Oh, I'm ready. Yeah.
You know, we could louse you up and take that away from you and ask you the question.
You could. I'd quit right now. This is called... You're going to love this, Red. This is called Name the Flower. Each of these questions can be answered by naming a flower for $1. What flower do you associate with Holland, Mrs. DeJardine?
Hollyhock. Tulip.
Tulip is right for $1. Yes. Do you agree with that, Clem?
Yes, yes. I didn't really know the answer. I was just sort of smelling around.
Got $1. Do you want to go for two, Mrs. DeJardin? All right. What flower was this song written about?
Apple blossom time.
Beautifully played, Cookies. Yeah, I can almost smell the apple blossoms.
Or I can see him wiggling like the worm in the apple.
You got $2, Red. Should she go for four? Go for four, huh? All right, here you go. From what?
I think she's going to go for less than that. She's getting kind of peaked. Don't be nervous now. I'm with you.
That's going to help a lot. From what flower is the drug opium obtained?
Poppy.
The poppy is ripe for $4.
I was going to say mommy, but...
That would have been wrong. For $4, you're lucky. You want to go for $8?
Yeah.
For $8, what flower are you as shy as when you're shy? Mrs. DeJardin, have you any idea?
You take it. It's all yours.
Violet.
Violet is right with every shot for $8. You got $8. You want to go for $16? All right, for $16. What is the flower of France?
Fleur-de-lis.
The fleur-de-lis is white with every shot for $16.
I should have known that. Probably vous français.
Oh, yes.
Chevrolet coupe up the Dixie Highway.
You got 16. You want to go for 32? For 32. What flower symbolizes Scotland?
Heather.
Heather is white with every shot for $32.
I only came in because it's raining out.
He's got $32. You want to go for 64, Mrs. DeJardin?
Yes.
All right. What flowers do most brides carry? Red?
Orange blossoms.
Orange blossoms is white for $64.
Just a minute, lady. I want half.
Don't forget your pen and pencil set, Mr. Scott. That brings us to our next contestant, who is Mr. William Wittenberg of Los Angeles. How are you? Nice to see you. We're going to have to hurry along a little bit. You know, our program is followed by the Philip Harris Show starring Morris Height, and we've got to hurry along. May I ask you, by the way, what you received as a gift tonight?
A beautiful pen and ever sharp pen and repeater pen and pencil set.
That's an ever sharp Skyline pen and repeater pencil set. And may I remind you that this new pen has an extra large 14 karat gold nib point for smooth, skip proof writing. Okay, what category do you want to go
one.
For? One. All right. Oh, Cookie, stand by. This is called Orchestra, Famous Encores. All of these songs are old-time hits that have achieved the second popularity in the past few years. Right now, we'll have them played for you by Cookie Fairchild and his It's Always Fair Weather When They Finish Together Orchestra. You tell me how many you know.
April Showers.
April Showers is right for $1. Let's move in a little closer and talk a little louder, Mr. Wittenberg. You have $1. Do you want to go for two?
Yes, sir.
All right, for $2, Cookie.
Shine on Harvest Moon.
Shine on Harvest Moon is right with every shot for $2. How are you coming along, all right?
Very well, thank you.
All right, you want to go for four?
Please.
Here we go for $4, Cookie.
The best things in life are free.
Couldn't be more right for $4. Hi, George, you're smart. What's your occupation, Mr. Wittenberg?
I'm a window washer, sir.
You're a window washer?
Yes, sir.
Are you? Here, where?
Here in Los Angeles in Hollywood.
That must be a pretty good job, a window washer in Hollywood, you know?
Yeah. Well, I make it pretty well.
I mean, where are the windows that you wash?
In houses and in office buildings.
Okay.
Stores.
That sounds kind of interesting, you know. I was reading in the papers the other day about the thing that scientists are working on. They're going to make dresses for women out of glass. You should be looking forward to that. As a window washer, you'll have quite a time. You got $4, Mr. Wittenberg. Do you want to go for $8?
Yes, sir.
All right,
yes.
Cookie, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, that's not the answer. I'm going to have to ask you to stick around for the jackpot question. Thank you very much. Oh, it's going to be a hot time in the old Veterans Hospital tonight. Once again, our second guesser gets to Area's knowledge. So come in, George Engel, from your bedside mic at Birmingham Veterans Hospital. Let's see how you do. You know the name of that tune?
I was Pegging My Heart.
Was right for $8. We're going to have to hurry along. You want to go for 16, George?
Yeah.
All right, listen.
I'm looking over a four-leaf clover.
It's right for $16. Now do you want to go for 32?
Yeah.
All right, listen carefully. Got any ideas, George?
No.
Oh, you gotta know this.
Once.
What?
Once in a while or so.
No, I'm sorry, George. The answer is, what'll I do? Too bad, man. Thanks a lot. Well, that brings us up to the jackpot question. Tonight we have the sum of $256 in the jackpot. If Skelton didn't steal it, and all of the contestants are going to race for it. The first one with the right answer gets the whole amount, and if nobody wins, the money will be added to next week's jackpot. I'll be back in a jiffy with that $256 jackpot question, but first, a word to you men.
Men, here's an announcement of the most sensational money-saving offer in all shaving history. Yes, Eversharp Chic and Colgate, the two greatest names in shaving, have teamed together to save you plenty. Listen to all you get.
An Eversharp Chic Injector Razor, world's only razor with automatic blade changer. No blades to unwrap. Fingers never touch the blade. Just push, pull, click, click. Change blades that quick. Value $1.
An Eversharp Chic Injector with 10 blades. Super keen, super smooth blades that give far more shaves per blade. Leaves your face feeling refreshed.
A whopping big tube of that wonderful clean shaving, fine textured Colgate shave cream, either brushless or lather.
All three for only 89 cents.
You mean an Eversharp Chic Injector razor? The razor that banishes forever the four biggest shaving nuisances? 10 blades and a large size tube of Colgate shave cream, all for 89 cents?
Right. All three for 89 cents? Why, that's a saving of almost $1.
Right again. But take warning, this miracle value offer is made for a limited time only. It may never again be repeated. Don't you miss out. For the greatest shaves you've ever had, be sure, absolutely sure, you get your Super Economy Eversharp Chic Colgate combination package tomorrow. Only 89 cents at your favorite shaving supply store.
Okay, this is Jerry Moore again, friends, with our jackpot question, which tonight is worth $256. Remember, friends, this is strictly a race. Every contestant has an equal chance. If a regular contestant here on our stage gets the answer first, you will hear a bell. And if Sergeant George Engel gets the answer first, you'll hear a whistle from the hospital. So get out your Eversharps, get ready. Here's the $256 jackpot question. What state is called the Centennial State?
KPTC FM, Pasadena.
Nobody won, and so the $256 jackpot money will be added to next week's jackpot. The jackpot question was, what state is called the Centennial State? And the answer is Colorado. Well, that does it in again, I guess. You were a great second guesser tonight, George Engel, and give our regards to all the guys out there in the hospital, will you?
I'll do that, Gary. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome, boy. And don't forget to tune in next week, friends, to another session of Take It or Leave It. Until then, this will be Gary Moore saying bye-bye. Bye, Eversharp.
This is Ken Niles saying good night for Eversharp.
Man, when you buy the money-saving Eversharp 6 Colgate combination deal for only 89 cents, pick up an extra injector of those better-than-ever Eversharp 6 blades. With an extra injector of blades on hand, you'll be sure not to run out of them. Remember, 10 super keen, super smooth blades, 50 cents. 20 blades, only 75 cents.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.